Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we are, it's a Friday, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico. What up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
I'm chilling, brother. I'm chilling. Settling into this little tiny table.
I feel hunched over.
Do that. I think that's just your mic.
Yeah.
I think you're also far from your mic, so you have to lean in.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
You're supposed to be on this mic.
We'll figure it out.
No, let's trade mics. So look, this is what's supposed to happen. My producers are supposed to do this. I'm on this mic. There we go.
Is that easier for you?
No, yeah. And do you see how you don't have to hunch over now?
Yeah, it's much better. Yeah, thank you, honey.
That wasn't actually, I will say it wasn't their fault.
No.
It's not your fault, girls. It's a real rattlesnake.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you got a fucking rattle.
I killed this snake with my bare hands in Arizona. I went out to Arizona. I swear to God, dude. A fucking snake attacked me, and I had a shark.
That snake you're holding?
Yes, this snake.
Or a different snake.
No, this snake.
Oh, I bet Natalie ordered that for you with your bank account.
No.
No?
No.
That's what my girl does.
I fucking murdered a snake with my fucking with a stick in Arizona.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
No, I killed. Have you ever killed an animal?
No.
Never.
Well, what do you consider animals?
Anything. Any of God's creatures.
I might have killed a turtle when I was a kid. I still feel guilty about it to this day.
I'm starting to realize.
On purpose? Or
yeah,
through
me and another kid,
we're
Ben.
We're going to talk about you and Ben's murder of this turtle.
It was bad.
Myrtle.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Zach, really, whatever it is, Zach speaks to me. He tickles my funny bone, and that's really all that matters. If you didn't like that fucking Myrtle joke, you can go fuck yourself. Leave right now. This isn't the show for you.
Get out.
Two incredible guests, as always, from the Lev Furr Show. Lev Furr is back on the show. Not most improved, because it's not him improving. He's still the same dickhead. But it's a 180 the audience has done on Lev. They hated him for a year straight. They were like, God, I hate Lev. I want him to die. And then all of a sudden, Lev comes on the show, and a few times in a row, he hits something. And by the way, your hair's ridiculous. You're as fat as always. I have no idea what's going on with Lev. I love him, though. He's fucking great. He does these, like, Lev, I would not get a new hairstyle before I lost the weight.
I don't have a new hairstyle. I just woke up, dude. This is...
Your little floopy, sexy hair. I hate it.
Bedhead. I swear to God, I didn't do anything.
Lewis is projecting, though, because you both give off the vibe that dudes are doing right now, which is I dress solely from Models.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which it's a thing now. Everyone loves those champion sweatshirts.
A sweatshirt, a hoodie, crew neck.
I swear to God, I woke up, I got dressed, I was like, I'm going to look like such a douche in these pants. And then Lewis shows up wearing the same pants.
Same thing. Dope, dude. This is my new look. You dress for comfort.
These are Lululemon leggings.
Oh, boy.
I got them for free, though.
Well, that's crazy. I didn't realize you were wearing Lululemon leggings. Let me see. You're not really wearing leggings.
No, I swear to God, they get the little, I'll show
you later. I think he is.
Why are you wearing leggings?
Yeah, they're so soft.
I would never wear leggings. That's crazy.
Tight sweatpants. It's almost identically the same joggers.
Yes,
it's the same shit.
I just got leggings. The joggers. I like them.
Did they come in like a little fucking egg shaped thing at fucking CVS? You faggot.
No. In the 1 month I went to Equinox, they gave it to me for free. They were like, "Please come back."
Dude, the best joggers I own are from Equinox.
Yeah. All that
I bought them. I got a $100 gift card. I bought
that's
joggers.
What I did. They gave me the fucking gift card, and that's it. They're the best thing I've ever owned.
They're so nice.
They don't smell.
No,
like they're fucking great. I love them.
All right, really also from the Raw Report on SiriusXM, bugs me every time I say it.
Why?
Every time, because the way they fucked me and they snubbed me.
Oh, all right.
And then they give you this love, like you're that much better than me. Well, I'll say this. I'm not even gonna be a dick. We're equals. Fine. Me and Andy Fury are equal level broadcasters. Fine. But
peers, some would say.
Yeah, some would say that. But the disrespect that they showed
they
me. They disrespect. Either way, you know, fuck SiriusXM. I'll say it right now. Everyone, fuck SiriusXM. Fuck SiriusXM. Andy Fury's here. What's up?
Good to see everybody.
Very happy to have you back on the show.
Love being here.
Yeah. It's great. Look, it's a great show. This show. The Realist Podcast is, it's like...
It's a one-of-a-kind show.
It really is.
Rattlesnake Tales.
Nobody's really doing what we do here, you know? Legion of Skanks tries. You know what it is? They don't let me lead the fucking dance as much as they should. If you let me lead the dance, I'm going to lead everyone into very interesting places every fucking time,
yeah.
Okay? When Big J starts trying to lead the dance into some fucking gay porn or whatever the fuck he's trying to get us to watch, it doesn't work. So if he lets me do it and then he just sits back and is funny and is hilarious, it's the funniest show on the planet. But he starts trying to fucking do me. Don't do me. Let me do me.
I feel like this should be a phone call with Jay. Yeah.
Somebody send this to Jay. Just let me fucking lead. Dave lets me lead.
Jay's got to listen to subs about him on your fucking podcast. Call him. You've known him for 20 years. He made your career. Just give him a ring.
You know, Jay, let me be me. It's the only problem with the Legion of Skanks podcast. Shannon, am I wrong or am I right?
I think the Legion of Skanks podcast is perfect as
wow.
it is.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
You both do a great job.
Disrespects me on my own.
No, I'm saying everybody's great.
You fucking bitch. We're on thin ice.
Wait, I will say on your side, because Jay has been so mean to me on the morning shows, that he does kind of take it off on too many tangents.
Too many tangent. Somebody clip that and send that to Jay. That Shannon said that Jay goes on to. I didn't even say that.
Sometimes the destination's not worth the journey.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Is that why you keep?
So it's not perfect, Shannon.
No. The dabs have been good for Jay.
Yeah.
The dabs have been good for Jay. He lets go a little bit. He's a little bit more loosey goosey, and that's all we want from people.
Yeah.
Okay. So look, we have a great show planned today. It is our Friday show. It is the end of the week. Very, very excited about today's show. Let's get our plugs going, and then let's get the show going. Lev, what do you got to plug?
Next week, Love Fern Friends at the Stand. That's going to be a ton of fun. And I just started putting more.
Is that your nickname?
What?
A ton of fun.
All right. You want to hit the soundboard on that one? I saw your fingers twitch.
That's what's up, nigga.
Yeah, so come out to my show. And the other thing, I'm putting shit on YouTube now, so subscribe on YouTube. That'd be awesome.
Hell yeah. Fury.
Right now, I'm at Headlining Comics, Mohegan Sun.
Andy, hold on. I'm nicknaming you.
Go ahead.
Fists of
Fury. Yeah. I love how Lewis is so proud, like nobody's ever made the Fury connection before.
No, but nobody's ever said your nickname is Andy Fists of Fury.
Fists of is new. I'll give you that.
I
started boxing last year with Surge, with the Snake Man.
The other
Puerto Rican Snake.
Wow. Are you ready for fucking Skankfest? Would you box at Skankfest?
If I get invited this year.
Would you box at Skankfest?
Sure, absolutely.
Would you box Lev at Skankfest? Lev versus Fury.
Andy's a big guy, though.
So
you're a big guy, you fucking...
How tall are you?
I was about to ask you. I'm 6'1.5".
Yeah, we'd be perfect. I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
That's not perfect at all.
That's
an inch and a half.
5'10" for me is a perfect fight.
A guy that is the same distance between you and Andy, but below you.
You got youth on me, though. I'm an old man.
Doggy.
I don't know if I'm fighting
it. I still had stuff on my head. This is the fight to make. Andy Fury.
This is not the fight to make, Lewis. We're just the only two people in front of you.
This is the fight to make.
Lewis, fight at all?
I used to train boxing a long time.
He's trained a little boxing.
We're about the same level.
I've boxed with Lev. Lev can throw a punch. He's hit me. I mean, I did work him with ease.
We got a whole year to train.
No, of course. We got a whole year to train. I think this is a beautiful thing right now.
Guys, I'm pivoting more to YouTube.
Yeah.
As opposed to the boxing thing.
If you'd pivot more, you'd lose weight.
I just got a fucking Peloton. Let's see you talk shit.
Okay.
Look at my fucking Instagram story.
Doggy.
957 calories burned last night.
Doggy.
That's good.
Lev, whatever it is, you need to... he's always shifting and looking for the new thing. Just find something and
this
stick
is my favorite
with it.
That's
the qualities of a boxer. Shift and move.
Yeah. All right, look. Andy, what do you got to plug?
Comics, Mohegan Sun, right now, this weekend, if you're listening to this Friday, I'll be there tonight and tomorrow, Saturday. Come out.
I thought you were
about to Casino. It's totally safe.
Zach Amico.
January 11th, 5 Boroughs Brewery in Brooklyn. Me, Josh Adam Myers, Brian Shaner, Brian Six, woo, Sean Gardini, 8 p.m. Tickets at eventbrite.com.
What a show.
Okay, we have some live stuff coming up. First of all, I'll tell you right now, go subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I'm streaming all the time, all the live long motherfucking day. Been playing Call of Duty, been playing Fortnite, Rocket League. Just downloaded 2K22 is a popular game that the kids are playing. And me and Big J are going to be having a game probably with a gun on the button on the line in a month. I need 1 month. He said he could beat me by 20 points. So if he doesn't beat me by 20 points...
How does he do this?
He's because he loves guns in the butt. Yeah, he's a fucking homo.
Only one answer.
He's a fat homo.
I really have to insist on Duck Hunt gun in the butt.
I will do a Duck Hunt gun.
That's but video game based.
The SN... The S... The
get a dog and everything?
The NES gun, it's not thick enough. I mean, if
it's long. What? And it's got a little nub at the top.
Don't they have a better? Aren't there different? Show me different. Shannon, when we're done with this, let me finish my plugs.
All right, pull fine. Up power glove in the butt.
Different video games. See, fist him with the power glove.
Gyromite in the butt.
I thought you meant the arcade Duck Hunter, like the giant shotgun.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a little bit better if
Big Buck Hunter?
Big Buck Hunter up the butt, dude. Look up different video game guns, and we're going to pick a gun that we'll use for this. This is a great idea, Zach, but I just feel like the NES
gun. I like stuff being on brand.
Yeah, it was too thin. Too thin. Of a controller. So, but either way, guys, go subscribe to my Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. It's been a ton of fun. That means that Lev's been coming on lately. One more time. Come on now. Lev, I don't know why. You're not even that fat, but I'm trying to motivate you. We're going to talk about that on today's show. I'm going to motivate Lev. We're going to get Lev by the end of this calendar year. Lev will be hot again, and I'm going to be... It's going to be due to me.
You can't take responsibility for it. I've already two Peloton sessions in.
You haven't been hot in a while. This has been a bad pandemic for you.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
We have... We have some live dates coming up.
By the end of this year, me and Lewis will switch.
Yes, maybe.
The pendulums will switch.
Maybe. I'm kind of fat right now. Hold on one second. I have to pull up my dates right now. Next weekend... Hold on. Fuck is this? Where the fuck are my dates, guys? Touring. There we go. Upcoming. Next weekend, January 13th or 15th, Comedy Off-Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky, with the great Anthony Zenhauser. It's going to be a ton of fun. I keep on saying that now. I can't help it. January 21st, 22nd, Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut. Then February 19th, I'll be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts. Regent Theater, Arlington, Massachusetts. Grab tickets for that. Zach, you're going to be on that show, right? Zach will be on the Funny Bone in Hartford, Regent Theater. And then the 24th through the 26th of February, I'll be at Comics at Mohegan Sun. All of those tickets are up right now at lewisofskanks.com. A lot of the other dates as well, including the Hyenas dates in Texas, San Diego, Coho's Music Hall up in Albany, Chicago. All those tickets are up now. lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. Tons of touring happening before the summer even kicks off. Zach Amico will be on most of those gigs with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you come out and see us live, because we've been working on some really fun new stuff. And also, if you guys love this show, subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for the Real Ass Podcast. This is ad-free. It's uncensored. It's all in one place. You can only get the latest 20 episodes in the regular YouTube and iTunes world. This is hundreds of episodes, thousands of hours that you cannot receive anywhere else, including Legion of Skanks and our brand new show, Yo MMA Rap, myself and Dave Smith. Debut episode this past week was fucking incredible. So much fun. Thank you, Ev, for all of the positive feedback. The amount of love that we got on that is great. So subscribe to Yo MMA Rap as well. And shout out to Yo Kratom for making that show possible. All right. Oh, also, I got to plug the contest. This is a real contest. You can turn off the plug music. But we have to plug this because I do so many contests that people don't take my contest seriously. It's like the boy who cried wolf, you know? And this is a legitimate fucking contest.
This is a taser in the butt thing?
No. We're going to do, we're looking for the next white SoundCloud rapper. Did they have to be white, Zach?
No.
It would help.
Yeah.
This is just going to end up with you hiring Dylan again.
Maybe.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah. They're going to be named Crack Amico. So we're doing like the Monkees. We're making our own rapper. We're conceptualizing him.
Going to write his lyrics?
No. They write their own. They got to be a rapper.
I don't think the Monkees wrote their own lyrics.
They got to be a rapper. Okay. They gotta be good. I want a dope ass fucking white rapper, ideal, but maybe not white, maybe black, but you know, Puerto Rican,
yeah,
white leaning, you know. What's going on?
Doesn't Ralph look like he's trying to sign them to a record contract?
What is going on out there? What is going on out there with the fucking NNFA guys? They're fucking grilling me you right now. Don't grill me.
You started talking about
I'm not afraid of you guys. Yeah. Three people in the room.
Yeah. Do you think I'm afraid of them?
No one's ever said that.
Give me a fucking look. What's going on? No need for apologies. You want to get some shit?
I like to get back to guns in the butt.
No, you want
to
get scrappy? Want to get scrappy?
What?
You started talking about white
Scrappy's
rappers. Dave Temple and Derek Gaines appeared.
Scrappy's Temple's cousin.
Scrappy Temple.
I heard it, Zach.
That's a sandwich he's eating. It's a scrappy.
Scrapple?
I love Scrapple.
Listen. Okay, we're going to get the next new fucking white rapper. He's going to be named Crack Amico. We're going to fucking launch his career on this. He's got to be an unknown rapper.
Why is it going to be he? There could be some...
Crack Amico
could be a white girl.
Crack Amico's a white girl rapper. Crack Amico's a guy, right?
Trans.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Crack Amico is
you're going to get a lot of good submissions.
It could be a female to male trans.
That's fair.
Like Elliot Page? Yeah. Like it could be that. There you go. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Have you tried getting Elliot Page?
That's a fucking great idea, yeah. Lev. You don't have many of them, but this is a great idea.
He actually called them and said that their nickname should be Turn the.
It's a solid nickname, Zach. You know, you're acting like it's not a solid nickname.
Elliot Rage. Can go anyway with this. Listen, you want to get angry?
Okay. Lev, I need to motivate you.
I'm motivated, but I'm fucking here in Lululemon leggings after a workout. That's crazy. Motivated.
It's first of all, you should not be wearing leggings yet. You never wear leggings. Men don't wear leggings. You're not a fucking mom.
We're wearing the same pants right now.
I'm wearing sweatpants. I'm wearing fucking sweatpants, joggers.
It's a thin line.
Tapered. Leggings are skin tight.
Yeah. They are. Aren't you top of your fucking class?
I'm not being a dick to you right now. I'm choosing my words carefully. You are too fat to wear leggings.
I look good.
That's crazy, dude.
I would only wear this to your podcast.
I don't think that's true. I think you're a creature of comfort.
No. I only wear jeans on stage. Okay. No shirt. I'm doing the whole
shower. I heard they call you the machine.
Yeah. I'm just up there telling Russian fake stories.
Lev, listen to me. I can motivate you if you listen to me, and also if you give yourself to me. Instead of putting up this wall, just give yourself to me a little bit. Because I'm
a fucking cult.
What I'm doing right now,
This is how we do fucking wins over open micers.
I'm about to...
the feeble-minded.
I am about to get in crazy shape, and I've said this for a long time, and I know Shanna's probably laughing behind her computer screen right now like a cunt. I know she is. She wasn't even laughing that hard, but now I see her head bopping up and down like she's either blowing somebody or she's laughing. But either way, Shannon, it's not appropriate at work to mock me or blow a man, okay? Well, I'm gonna get fucking wild.
Remember that you said that. Not appropriate at work to blow a man.
Not appropriate at work to blow a man. I've never asked you to blow me at work.
Really? You've never said
that. Give me one time where I've ever asked you to give me oral sex at work.
If I come back next episode.
If you were a good producer, you would fucking have smashed together like a 30 cuts of me going, Shannon, give me a blowjob right now.
Because I haven't needed it until right now.
Damn it.
So if I have that.
Bars you a time traveler, you bitch.
I'm surprised you don't already have that compilation.
I know.
The eventual lawsuit.
How is that not sitting on a lawyer's hard drive right now?
Yeah. Exhibit B.
BJ.
Exhibit double D, doggy. Listen, Lev, I'm going keto in a very massive way right now, okay?
Why are you talking like Puerto Rican Trump?
It's diet. You need to fucking realize this, okay? You, it's not about your Peloton. It's not about your boxing. It's not about anything.
You can't even say Peloton.
Peloton.
No.
It's not about that. Peloton.
It's Peloton. It's not a fish.
It's a Peloton.
You're saying it like Pelican. It's Peloton.
It's a Peloton.
It's Peloton of fun.
There we go.
It's a Peloton. Is it Peloton or Peloton or Peloton?
Peloton. But I like people who say things just a little slightly off. Yeah.
It's not about your Peloton. It's about how you eat.
It's not about Nancy Peloton.
Listen, you need to worry about your diet more than anything else. And
how does every episode of this turn into an intervention?
Because you never change. You never fucking change.
If
you
were to
change one time, we would have stopped intervening. We would have moved forward. You're a fucking hot young man. You're a hot young man. Andy, he can lose all the fucking weight he wants. He'll never be a hot man.
That's true.
He's not. Look, Andy, it's not that you're ugly.
Yeah.
You're just not ever going to be hot.
Now I know what I am.
You know what you are.
Mediocre.
You know?
I don't think you're mediocre.
You're
mediocre.
Thank you.
No, you're
appreciate
mediocre.
I am trying to lose weight, though. I am also...
That's an old joke. I'm not going to take credit for it. Yeah, I mean, I am going to take credit for it because it is my old joke that I said about Kelly Festuca years ago. Ooh. I said about a girl. It hit so much better.
That would hit a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was.
Both.
So, yeah. Meaty and an ogre.
And mediocre.
Yeah, that is also true. So, you have... There's a hot dude inside you that needs to be let out. It's bothering me.
Yeah, you got a nice looking face.
When everyone hated you, it was like, I didn't want you to do well. So I was like, good, get fat, Lev. All the fans were like, get fat, Lev. Now everyone likes you. You've turned a corner.
Have you considered that if I gain the weight, I'll lose these new 100 people?
No. That's not 100 people. Don't disrespect the real ass audience. There's thousands out there, and you know that. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay. The thousands that like you.
Right.
There's still a lot that hate you, but there's thousands that like you. You, there's a hot guy inside of you. And if you focused on your diet, and the reason he's not responding with, I am focused on my diet, I'm dieting perfectly, is because he knows.
Uh-huh. I actually.
Eating.
No,
Lev,
you're wrong.
Lev?
The last 2 days I've eaten 2,500 calories and done at least a 700 calorie workout.
You know that. Here's the Lev has always just started 2 days ago.
I was on vacation. I was in your fucking homeland.
You went to Jamaica, man.
No, I went to Puerto Rico, you dumb fuck. You're Puerto Rican. Jesus Christ. You think you're Jamaican now? You gone twice?
I've gone 8 times, I think. I'm going again. I'm going again in 3 weeks.
Are you really?
No, we're coming back in 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today, when this airs, we will be coming back from Jamaica.
Just you and Figs, right?
No, me and the entire Gas Digital production team.
Really?
Wow.
18 people.
Wow.
God damn.
Two villas, our own private beach. Yeah, it's pretty fucking pretty great to work here at Gas Digital.
Yeah.
Even Natalie's coming. Natalie, do you wear bikinis or do you wear like one piece goofy bitch bikinis?
I have both. Depends on the occasion.
Natalie, if you're not in a fucking two piece, you're actually fired, and I mean that. That's not a game or a bit.
What if it's like a one piece but with a lot of cleavage?
Count it.
Nice.
Like my belly is not my best feature, I promise.
Listen to me, I like a little bit of a poof. I like
fair
it,
enough.
You know what it is? It keeps you attainable.
Humble.
Keeps you attainable. Yeah, yeah. It makes it like I'll when I see a girl got a little bit of a belly, I poke it a lot.
Yeah, fun.
I remind her of it. I'm like, oh, what's going on? You're pregnant? You're pregnant, you fat bitch? And that keeps them in, like, they're like, oh, yeah, he likes me. So that's what I'm going to do to you, Natalie. Show a little skin. Get a little crazy.
Yeah.
Why don't you do the keto challenge with us that I'm about to describe to everybody? And then by the time Jamaica comes, I promise you, you will be fucking beach ready. You too, Natalie, will be beach ready. Can we get some like 80s workout music right there?
That would be perfect. If I ever wanted, I would look like that if I ever wanted to do keto. I would rather do literally anything else than stop eating bread.
She loves bread.
I love bread.
People love bread.
Your cookies are bad.
Lev is on team
Lev,
bread.
I love bread.
Levin.
The cookies are not that good.
Is your full name Levin?
Levin.
I don't even get that one.
Leavened bread.
Oh.
Really?
It's a Jewish thing, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't
know
what it is. That's a bread. I've heard of it.
Well, you can't have leavened bread during... I only know the term because I dated a Jew broad. And I
bread
learned all
stinks.
The terms. Yeah. You know, they're called... Actually, it's not bread. They're called crackers, you dumb Jews. Stop trying to pass off crackers as bread, dickheads. Give me some fucking jam, maybe a little bit of peanut butter, a little bit of hummus, and we're good. Okay?
Did you just say hummus?
I know. You say everything.
Hummus. Hummus.
It's hummus.
Dude, go back on your Peloton. I'm sick of you.
Zach,
okay.
All right.
I'm doing it. I'm doing this. This is very extreme. And I'm just saying this right now. I got motivated to do it. This week, I said, I'm going to go keto until Jamaica, right? And once there's a switch that I turn on, right? Switch that I turn on, and I've turned it on 2 days in a row now, just like Lev. I will say, me and Lev are the same fat, dumpy asshole. The reason I'm so hard on you, Lev, is because I see you in myself.
It's terrifying.
What's keto? The basic plot points.
No carbs.
But it's all right,
like it's extreme no carbs. So
you put your body into ketosis.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah, it's literally what you're doing.
I don't even know what that means. I just laughed.
Yeah,
you get bad breath.
No, that's not what it means, you dickhead.
Halitosis.
Yeah, halitosis.
Now, ketosis also gives you bad breath.
So, essentially, it gets to a point where your body is burning fat, stored fat for energy, like naturally. You're just walking around burning stored fat, right? And the way you get into ketosis is by having a high-fat, high-protein diet, but no carbs. So you can have vegetables, but it's got to be green vegetables. You can't even have vegetables with carbs. You can't have carrots. You can't have tomatoes. You can't, because they're too high on the glycemic index. They'll take you out of ketosis. So you can do versions of it, which are like Atkins or low carb, where you're doing just salads. You can do tomatoes or whatever. But the extreme version of this, when you get into ketosis, it's a state where your body is actually fueling itself with stored fat. So you just burn through your fat in your body. It's a way to burn fat in a very, very fast, efficient way, but it's really hard to maintain.
Yeah.
So, damn, that was fuck. I was educated as fuck the way I described that.
I love how ketosis is the one fitness word you say correctly.
Ketosis. I don't say words correctly. Words are said the way that I say them. How about that? You know?
That sounds like a Crack Amico policy.
Yeah. Well, no. Honestly, Crack Amico, we never even gave the fucking email address. If you are a rapper and you want to give up your identity and assume the identity of Crack Amico, we'll play your music exclusively at the intros to the shows. We'll start doing exclusive deals with you. We're going to make you a fucking star. Shut the fuck up, Natalie. We're going to do it. I don't know why you're mocking me in the booth. I'm sick of these bitches. Go to the bitch booth. Go to the bitch booth right now. What the fuck is going on?
You don't even know what I said.
What'd you say? I saw you mock me, though.
I just did. I was like, I don't even remember what you said now. It's too late. It's gone. The moment has passed.
Here's what I know is that I said something, and the way you said it and the smirk on your face and the way you said it to Shannon and the timing of it, I was like, that's a mockery.
That you were
going to
give them like a music deal or something? I'm just curious how you'll do that.
I'm a fucking record producer now, okay? Maybe Gas Digital Records, it's the first record we release.
That'd be kind of sick.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what? Part of this deal is you get a record deal with Gas Digital Records. Well, we will pay to produce your record. We will choose the producers. We will choose the studios. We choose all that shit. You fucking show up, okay? You write all the music and you do all that stuff. But you're assuming the name of Crack Amico. We're going to give you a fucking deal. We're going to debut it on Gas Digital. We'll sell it exclusively. And we'll give you a cut of the proceeds.
Can't beat that.
I just think there's no way this is not going to be Mark Random.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Who's that?
You're about to sign Mark Random to a deal.
Mark Random's definitely going to sign up for this contest. Why wouldn't Mark Random
sign up for this contest? He's literally writing bars right now.
Damn it. We know for a fact he's going to, and I have to let him in.
Behind bars right now.
We have to let him in the contest. It's any white rapper. Damn it. Mark, I know you're out there. This is your chance, doggy.
Mark Random? I don't even know who that is.
Lucky.
Is it Mark Norman's alter ego?
Oh, no. Is Random Norman?
No, I've tried to do that. I've tried to put that one together before, too.
Random.
Norman has two R's.
No, I mean, these fucking whores are outside. They can't laugh at a fucking joke.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to put a bomb in that school. Comedy. So, look, yeah. If you want to submit to this contest, and I'm not closing the doors to Random, okay? I'm not closing the doors to Mark Norman. Fuck it. Mark Norman can join the White SoundCloud Rapper Contest, okay? We're going to create a star.
That's white.
You're getting a record deal.
N-word.
You're getting a record deal with Gas Digital Records. You're getting exposure through the Real Ass Podcast audience. You're getting to fucking hang out with us and be part of our fucking crew. Crack Amico is a future star. This is a great thing. Shoot your demo. It's got to be a minute to a minute and a half. Your song about us, about the Real Ass Podcast, about the contest. The more references you get in there, the better it is, in my opinion. I want to see you spit some hot fucking bars. Send it to realassofficial@gmail.com, realassofficial@gmail.com. And on, you got to send it in by January 31st and February 2nd on Groundhog's Day. We are going to award the winner of the Crack Amico contest.
Oh, you're not worried about being overshadowed by Groundhog's Day?
That was actually a fucking great joke, and nobody got it. Nobody fucking got it.
Shadow.
Nobody got it, but I got it.
It was very good.
Smart joke, Lev.
Thanks, buddy.
We just wake up every day and have to listen to these shitty songs over and over again.
Lev, listen to me. You need to go keto right now.
I'm not doing fucking keto. I can't stand keto.
What do you do?
Keto doesn't sound good for the heart.
It's terrible. It's unsustainable. It sucks. Keto is good for like if you have a concert or like a festival coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you want to just look light for that.
That's what I'm doing for Jamaica. 3 weeks of keto before Jamaica is going to, it's going to be Deep Space Nine. Just fucking let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Shannon's going to be wet when she sees me.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you right now, because 3 weeks is a big difference to go keto. Here's what I want to do, though. I want to do my keto challenge for 2022. Here's my idea.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if this is too extreme.
No, all right, sir.
Because I think I can do this. I think I can do this.
I haven't heard it, but I can already tell you.
It's too extreme.
I don't think it's not extreme enough.
Not extreme enough. You got to go harder.
Yeah.
I might have to go harder. Here's my challenge, okay? And if you could take it, I mean, we'll see, okay? I'm going to go keto all year long. All year long, all every day. Once a month, I get a cheat day.
This is the day you cheat?
I'm a girlfriend. Yeah.
Once a month, you really are resolute this year.
That's the day I tell her. No, once a month, I get to have whatever I want to eat. Okay, a day of whatever the fuck I want. Sure.
I can eat whoever I want today, babe.
Also, on vacation, I can eat whatever I want, and on holidays, I can do whatever I want.
That's literally like half the year right there.
You lose you on 7 vacations. What kind of holidays, too? Every single release.
Groundhog Day. Are we counting banking holidays?
Flag Day.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday. President's Day. George Donut Washington's day. Birthday.
National day. Pizza Day.
Oh, look. It's International Men Who Work on Construction Sites Day.
It's National Pink Hoodie Day.
No. Eating holidays. Meaning Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Easter, where my family's getting together making a meal. You know what I'm saying? Where I don't have to avoid having a meal with them.
All right. I support it.
I think this is a great idea. So I've talked to some chick in my stream. Shout out Florida Skank. She's probably watching right now from Twitch. She was like, I've been keto for 5 years. I hear people all the time that are keto for a long time. Where is this misconception?
Is meth keto?
Where is this misconception that you can... you know,
I think if you set up your life to where like you're home eating most of your meals, you can kind of play it that way. But even people I know who are like jacked, who do keto, they're like, they only do it for 2 weeks at a time. After that, they're like, fuck this. It's not an enjoyable way to live your life.
I know.
Like, fuck that.
It's not. That's why I haven't verbally committed to this yet. It's a lot.
You just verbally committed 30 minutes.
Yeah. No, maybe I haven't.
Cut it out.
It's a stupid idea.
You know, let's edit that, Shannon. I don't think this whole keto thing is not really going to work out. No, well, I'm definitely doing it for the next 3 weeks. Then we're going to see what happens in Jamaica. Then when I come back, I would like to do it. I would like to see where I can. It's a mental thing. I want to almost just see if I can get through the mental challenge.
Don't you think just learning to eat really well, like even with
you
other
need
shit?
To stop telling people what to do with fucking losing weight and food. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, okay?
I'm saying instead of going keto, just fucking learn about nutrients and shit, do all that shit.
Doggy, no, I'll do the opposite of what you say. Whatever the opposite is.
Don't kill yourself.
And you should do what I say. You should be joining my keto challenge.
I'm not doing keto.
For the next 3 weeks, if you challenge yourself, you'd shock your system, shock your body, you'd come out of it, and you'd be like fucking...
If I go 3 hours without carbs, I start to feel sick.
Lev, this is your problem.
I have a loaf of bread on my nightstand. Take a midnight bite.
Here's the thing, like, I understand why Zach doesn't try, okay? Look at this. There's no hot guy in there. It's just a fucking... If he got skinny, he'd look like a Cabbage Patch doll. It's not good.
Yeah, I just have a big head.
Yeah, it's just not happening.
It's this, but with the same size head.
Yeah.
Imagine in-shape Zach who's just...
I can't.
I would love to see in-shape Zach on
It's ridiculous.
Show. I would love that.
I'll send you pictures from my yearbook.
Yeah?
My wrestling team picture, I have like Brock Lesnar now.
You wrestled?
Yeah.
In the singlet and everything?
Yeah.
Oh. No shit.
I want to
see wear a two-piece. See, Natalie, even Zach would wear a two-piece.
Yeah.
You should wear Zach's two-piece.
That's it. You can't go 3 hours without carbs. That you're telling me why.
Don't look at me. I'm the same way.
You're telling me why you're.
I looked at you for backup.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm not a hot guy, but when I'm in shape, I become good looking enough.
Yeah.
That. Like this is why I'm on my journey still, right?
Lewis,
this
is the thing about you is you think you're like good looking enough. You are only good looking in comparison to former you. Objectively, people aren't like, that's a great looking guy. But everybody who's known you for years goes, he's looking good now.
No, that's not true. I think first of all,
you're a purple-lipped weasel.
First of all, I crush puss. Yeah. I always have, always will.
Well, so you're on top.
I don't know what you want me to say. Crushing puss, high level.
Okay,
shit.
But if you high weren't level. In Shannon, comedy, yeah, you should be crushing puss.
Shannon, yes. Before I was in comedy, I was crushing puss.
Yeah.
What are you kidding me? Because I was funny. It's not that you're in comedy and you, because for a long time I was a loser and I was poor and I was not making any money and I didn't have any name in comedy. So that's worse than being nothing. That's worse than being a construction worker.
Yeah.
Being a loser comedian. Imagine dating a guy who's doing open mics. Right. That's crazy. Imagine spreading your legs for a guy who's doing open mics. Yuck.
If you're not, like 19 or early
20s,
that's
crazy. That's crazy. But girls,
nothing wrong with that.
I would fuck gals regularly when I was a young, shitty comedian, before I was a comedian, when I was a street team guy selling comic books. I was smoking hot chicks all the time. Are you crazy? Because I am fucking hilarious and I have beautiful lips and I'm an okay looking guy. Shannon, do me a favor. Break it down for life. Tell him how good looking I am, please. Shannon, go ahead.
Liz is so good looking, Lev.
I am. Shit, Lev, you have a handsome face, but you're tubby.
He does this every time I'm here for an hour.
Yeah.
He's like, Jay's got to let me steer the show. Let's talk about keto and how I'm almost as good looking as Lev for an hour. Jesus Christ. Pick a fucking topic.
No, dude, we haven't gotten to one topic.
I want to look at these goddamn video game guns.
Nope.
Yeah, people are like, Andy, how was the show? He's like, I don't know. We talked about his face for like an hour.
You got a nice looking face. A good looking kid.
Me?
You both do.
No, you're talking about Lev. You piece of shit.
I can talk about both.
Listen to me.
I'd take Lev over you, though.
That's right.
Right now, you got to have sex with one of us.
Now I feel bad. There was a lot of hesitation.
I
couldn't.
Your face is a full point and a half higher than mine on the 10-point scale. But your body is a dumpy piece of shit.
Yeah.
And my body's a little bit dumpy, but my body is probably a full point and a half.
Before we make a decision here.
But
it's not all about looks for me.
I'll tell you this. Yeah, who wins on personality, me or Lewis?
Oh, me.
I don't know you that well, Lev.
See?
Well, Lev, I got to give that one to Lewis. You're nice and funny so far.
No, Lev's awesome. But Lev, you're a tough pill to swallow. You're a fucking douchebag. You know that.
No, I don't think I'm a douchebag.
I don't get that at all.
You don't think you're a douchebag?
I don't think I'm a douche anymore.
Oh, because you got fat.
Yeah, you became jolly when you get fat.
Yeah. No, I would do.
You gained weight and humility.
Yeah. No, when I was 20, that's when you knew.
You're 22.
I'm 25. I'm an old man now. I'm getting up there.
Nah, 25 still prime douche.
It's good that
you are aware of it, though.
I feel like I've been humbled a few times.
Yeah, that's okay. We love Lev. We really do. So, all right, look, moving on. Shannon, thank you for getting way back and telling him how good looking I am. I have a
great name for one of your albums.
What?
Lev Laugh Love.
I love it.
This is the first really good idea. Gas Digital.
Lev Laugh Love.
I hate that.
Oh, it's great.
No, because he's got to do something like, he's going to have some fucking pretentious fucking.
Why are you putting this on me?
It's like whatever the word for like laugh is in like Croatian or something.
What
fuck
is
you,
it?
Lev.
What? Russian? No, yeah. Lev means heart in Hebrew.
Ugh.
All right, real quick, guys, we must take a moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Let me tell you something. If you're in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, grab it wholesale at YoKratom.com. $60 for a kilo. You're not going to find better prices anywhere on the planet. It's really high-quality, lab-tested Kratom, and Yo Kratom supports everything that we do, so go support them. Once again, don't try it if you haven't, but if you're buying it, get it from Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? All right, what do we have these guns? These video game guns?
Yeah, so this first, just to remind you, this is the NES zapper.
Yeah, it's not that smooth going in, baby.
Yeah, you know what, to be honest with you, as I'm thinking about it, I was remembering it thinner than it really is.
And it is thin, but it is long.
It gets thick at the end, and it is long. That's not going to be a pleasant...
Are you saying he's got to go up to the trigger?
Oh, I go to the trigger. I go to my knuckle. My knuckle touches butt.
That thing's like 9 inches, dude.
That's a lot. Yeah. It's got the fucking clit ripper at the front.
Yeah. It's like, I'd go whole cord.
And
here are other options.
That bottom part, once you get about 4 inches in, it gets thicker on the bottom.
Jenna, you just pulled
this
up
is no
same,
treat.
She pulled up the same one again.
No, because Andy was talking about it.
I was referencing it.
Yeah.
Your other video game controller guns.
Honestly, I think an NES controller gun would work. Can we get one on Amazon?
Yeah, let me look it up now.
It is aesthetically pleasing, too.
Yeah. Put a condom on it, shove it right up that poop chute.
So what are the parameters again? You have to lose by less than 20?
If he beats me by less than 20 points, he's got to gun up the butt. I'm not even 100%.
That's a bad bet for him.
Terrible.
I've never played the game.
He's overconfident. I think...
He's got to get to 20, and you can't get one?
Dave and Jay's argument is that Lewis doesn't know basketball as a game, like the strategy.
Like, so even
I think it's a video game, you're going to figure it out.
And also, exactly. So I don't think they realize I have a pretty dedicated like Twitch following at this point, where they will coach me. They're going to be like, no, you got to use this guy for this.
Dude.
I'll spend a month learning... Like, who's the guy to shoot threes with? Who's the guy to drill, you know, to...
You could become a decent player in a month.
Yeah, I know. And I've gotten okay at video games at this point. I've been playing a lot. Like, my mechanics with the other games that I play have gotten a lot better. And I think that NBA 2K22 is an easier game to get good at than Fortnite or Warzone, which are notoriously very difficult games to win. And I've been fucking crushing it.
What are you trying to say, Lewis? Black games are easier to learn?
I'm just saying that you got to be a little lazier to be good at that. Depends on how you look at it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's talk about this. Follow up on this. Oh, no, this is actually a great story. The first brand apology of 2022 is from Pabst Blue Ribbon.
PBR, what'd they do?
PBR. First of all, PBR is a shit beer. I'll say that right now.
Yeah, but
they should apologize for their shit beer.
Disagree.
But what'd they do?
Best
morning beer.
You're white trash. Best morning
beer. Nice tall boy. Good looking can.
Yeah, it's classic. And I would say PBR goes down better in the morning than on any other beer.
Corona is the best morning beer.
Corona, I could see the PBR.
Corona with a lime.
Yeah, you got fruit. It feels like a...
Don't fruit the beer.
You fruit the beer.
No.
You fruit the beer.
Blue Moon, you got an orange.
Doggy. Any of the Mexican beers in the morning
absolutely
work.
Absolutely not.
Tecate.
PBR or a Rolling Rock.
Tecate with a salted fucking rim glass and a lime, bitch. Let's go.
I like Modelo.
Let's go.
Oh, you're salted. You might as well eat a man's ass.
But what did PBR apologize for?
So PBR apologized for... Let's see, Shannon, go ahead.
So this is the main tweet.
The main tweet was not drinking this January. Try eating ass.
It's hilarious.
Ari Shaffir got a hold of the PBR's phone.
So funny because it's like them trying to be like Wendy's and just backfiring horribly.
That's pretty PBR on brand, though.
But why would he? All right, so hold on.
This is also one of their responses.
PBR or ass, what's the difference?
In
the
PBR, I love PBR now.
The response is ask your mom.
Dalton's running funny. The PBR again.
That's really funny.
That's great.
I mean, they did set themselves up for that one.
So here's what happened. PBR, they hired a social media guy, some fucking comedian or some young kid, right? And they were like, be funny, do whatever you want to do, be edgy, push boundaries. They said that to him.
Yeah.
And then he did this.
And they went, too edgy.
Yeah, too far. And then they had to apologize. What was the apology?
They said, we apologize about the language and content of our recent tweets. This is from their VP. The tweets in question were written in poor judgment by one of our associates. they added that the matter is being handled internally. Meanwhile, Pabst has gone back to basics
internally
online.
Eating ass? Hell yeah.
And their recent tweet just said the word beer.
Nice. Yeah, by the way, they also, I guarantee that guy didn't get in trouble. I guarantee you. So if I'm PBR, if I'm the VP of PBR, from the VP of BBR, I am going to go, all right, doggy, here's a little fucking bonus. We went viral. This is what we want you to do is we want you to go viral. We want people talking about PBR. The Real Ass Podcast picked up the story. We're talking about PBR. We have one of the hosts talking about how it's the best morning beer. There's a whole debate and conversation about how PBR and how good it is. I'm sort of in the mood for a fucking beer right now. If there's a PBR in front of me, I would slurp it the fuck down. I know it's not. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. It's all marketing, okay? The guy who did he just did his job. And the reason they said they're handling it internally and they didn't just fire the guy and publicly say that is because that's what they wanted him to do.
Yeah, it does sound like it was the VP's fucking shithead kid.
Yeah.
They're like, take over the sosh. Yeah. And he just said something. Not drinking, trading ass. Yeah. Your mom
gets mad at adult jokes from a beer company.
Yeah.
If you're supposed to be 21 to have it, you could read the words.
But did anybody actually get upset? This is the thing.
Yeah, who got upset?
Where's the outrage? So
who's the loser following PBR who was like, oh my stars?
Nobody. It's I think that it's probably there's no outrage. Like who would give a shit? Like why would anybody fucking care? It's not like a kid's brand where you go like, well, why are they talking that way? My kid's gonna. Where did you see any tweets expressing outrage, Shannon?
They didn't share any.
This is
in
all
the article.
A publicity stunt.
Yeah, it just said that people were offended by the language and the sexual connotation in it. But I don't see any of those tweets in the article.
The sexual connotation? There's no connotation.
No. Yeah.
Straight up eat ass.
And they deleted, so I can't go back and check it.
They deleted
it. Patton Oswalt.
Was that? Yeah, I think Patton was the first apology of the year.
It's not a brand apology.
But Patton apologized. He was holding up a PBR in one photo. Took it down. Yeah, what a fucking rat. That fucking fat idiot.
Who?
Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, we talked about this on Wednesday. Okay. Yeah. I saved this topic for tomorrow's show because it would be more relevant because this doesn't come out till Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can say your piece.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Who's on tomorrow?
Cannon and Sagalo. It was Wednesday. They were on Wednesday.
Okay.
Remember, this is a pre-tape that comes out Friday.
Lewis would never lie to the audience.
No, I would never. I keep it fucking real ass, doggy. Yeah. Real ass podcast. Fuck out of here.
He was actually holding a PBR that identified as a Bud Light.
But for a morning beer, because the only time I drink in the morning, I'm out of fucking whatever you are.
I don't always drink in the morning, but if you're at a bar in the morning, PBR is the start.
I'm never at a bar in the morning.
Lewis is
I have been.
What bars even open in the morning?
I could tell you. There's bars that open up at 8 for, like, soccer. O'Hanlon's right up here in the 14th
Street.
Really?
I didn't even know legally they could start selling alcohol that early.
Oh, yeah. They close for 4 hours.
I know on Sundays that in New York they can't serve alcohol until 9 a.m.
Well, sometimes they skirt the law.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. So, if I'm doing a beer in the morning, it's only because I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
I will be on vacation in Jamaica, Mon, in just a few weeks. How about a Red Stripe in the morning?
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
A Red Stripe in the morning is one of my favorite things. I get up in the morning, crack it open, watch the sunrise. It's delightful.
How about a nice Guinness? Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
Guinness sits in you. It's like drinking a loaf of bread.
Guinness is fucking gross.
Lev's in, yeah.
Guinness is delicious.
I don't like dark beers. I don't like any.
Racist.
I don't like
IPAs.
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 Yeah.
You like IPAs, Andy?
Nah, I used to when I was younger, but you can't drink more than one of them.
He does have a dickhead IPA vibe. Yeah.
But I don't. I drink fucking Bud Light and whiskey.
Just asshole. You know what? I'll say this right now. Nobody likes IPAs. Nobody in the world.
It's clout chasing.
People pretend to like IPAs.
Yeah.
And I've never met when you talk to your friends, like, nobody ever orders it. Nobody ever wants it. Every time there's an IPA in a fucking green room, nobody drinks it. Nobody wants it. But it's this big fucking thing in the world. Everyone goes, oh, dude, I love an IPA.
They get you fucking loaded. They're high alcohol content.
Yeah.
They're always
but you can't drink
10 or 11.
Of them like Bud Light.
Nah, give me a fucking Jameson and a Bud Light.
No, I'll take, if I'm drinking a beer, okay, give me a Stella.
I like that.
Give me a fucking...
Stella's like a white chick beer, though. It's like what fucking New York chicks order at bars.
What do you order, Lev?
I like a Mexican beer. I do a Tecate, Modelo.
Yeah. Peroni, the Ginzos.
Yeah, all the Pilsner-y, like Heineken-y fucking type beer. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Nothing too offensive. By the way, that's what everyone likes. Let's get real. That's what we want.
I didn't start liking Heineken until I started doing drugs more.
Really?
I feel like Heineken's like a really good, like... Get you through.
Damn, it's like I want a beer right now, and I can't have a beer. It's all I want.
Budweiser is fucking garbage.
Yeah.
You guys Bud Light's perfect. Bud Select, phenomenal.
I like the Bud family.
I like the Bud Light. Fucking Budweiser to me is
Budweiser
disgusting.
Don't care for it. Bud Light.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. This has been Beer Talk with the Real Ass Podcast. Let's go. Let's talk about this. Long Island teacher resigns after a video of her illegally injecting a 17-year-old boy with a COVID vaccine.
What?
Let me see.
Okay. Here, I'll show you the video first, and I'll tell you more about the story.
Yeah, there you go. At-home vaccine.
Yeah. Let's go,
Dave.
No, don't
get a tiny needle. I wouldn't feel comfortable fucking... just poking somebody with a needle.
I'd be so afraid there'd be a bubble in it and it would kill them.
I'm always afraid of that. Every time I see somebody do it,
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm terrified there's a bubble and I always.
Wait, what does a bubble do?
Goes to your brain and kills you.
Yeah.
An embolism.
Yeah, if you get a shot. Some, and
the, person
air
who gave, the person who gave me my vaccine was just some Puerto Rican kid who worked at CVS.
Yeah.
I shit you not. It was literally just some. I didn't realize that there was a human error fucking thing.
It's amazing. Heroin addicts.
Yeah, that's why whenever you see
get people, it right
you
all
see
the time.
Them tap the needle and then you see like a little squirt out the top. They're making sure there's no air in there because if the air goes in your vein, that bubble can go in your brain and give you an embolism and kill you.
Damn.
You'd think it would happen way more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or that's the thing tap I saw in a movie need. That I'm just terrified of.
That's same here.
Yeah.
So this bitch is a teacher and he's a minor. So that's he seemed like he was consenting.
Yeah but so, I don't think she allowed to. It seemed like they were doing it at home.
Yeah, so she is not a medical professional.
Right.
This was a family friend and a neighbor, and did the family give her permission? Like, or is this a legal thing where the mom and the dad are taking legal action because this bitch put a needle in their kid's arm?
So that the parents' part isn't in this, but the reason why the kid asked her to give it to him is because his parents didn't want him to get vaccinated. Whoa. And then he happened to be over her house, which is his friend's mother.
Yeah, that's crazy. Fire that bitch. Get that bitch away from fucking children.
Yeah.
Are you out of your... No, she's a teacher. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
I don't know if she should have lost her job, but you can't do that to somebody else's kid.
No, I think she definitely should have lost her job. I think when
shows bad judgment around
it children. It shows wildly fucking crazy judgment around children. It is not up to you to fucking put drugs into a kid's body that is not yours. I would not trust her around my kids in a school. That's bonkers. That is absolutely crazy.
All right, you won me over.
I put that bitch in a fucking cell. That's crazy. Fuck that bitch.
Like, yeah,
this is not an anti-vaccine.
I could totally see, like,
it has nothing to do with the vaccine. If it was any fucking thing that she's putting a fucking needle into this kid's arm against his parents' fucking wishes,
you're 100%
that's
right.
Crazy. If I'm her father, I show up there with a fucking baseball bat. Are you crazy?
But don't you think like 40% of the country would be like, it's good. It's another person vaccinated. Who cares how he gets it?
Maybe. I bet you there are other people in support of her, like pro-vax people.
It's fucking insane.
Not in this article.
Because this is not about vax, anti-vax, anything else. This is about a teacher who's in charge of children, who's using psychotic fucking judgment against the wishes of parents, and I wouldn't trust it. I'm not saying that I think that she would start poking kids in her class. I'm saying that her judgment fucking is completely off. She committed a crime in that case, but just her being a teacher, I wouldn't feel comfortable with her being around my fucking kid.
You need to start a segment called Lawyer Jay Gomez.
Hell yeah, dude.
Or you start breaking down these cases.
Undertaker Lawyer, you listening? He's out there. We have a lawyer that listens named Undertaker Lawyer. And he comes on and breaks things down sometimes.
Oh, that's dope.
So if he's please call him.
I think her biggest mistake was letting somebody film it.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah, why would she do that?
And she's not fired yet. They just removed her from the classrooms while they're investigating, but they're also bringing her up on charges.
Yeah, they should.
Definitely.
What are the charges for that?
Let me find out.
Probably
child endangerment.
Probably being gay.
Yeah,
child endangerment, maybe. Well, I mean, what would it be? I mean,
it's something I'm trying to find. It's something about like impersonating
a
profession.
Because
she's not a doctor.
So that's number one. Well, I didn't realize. Do you need to be a doctor to administer a vaccine?
You probably need to be trained.
You got
to
be at least to give.
Well,
somebody
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, let's say I personally got a vaccine at home, like with a needle and a vaccine.
How do you even get a
could
vaccine?
I give?
That's, there's all.
Could
a lot of
I
holes
legally?
In this.
Can I give it to my girlfriend?
I like don't if think we, so.
I don't. I have no idea.
Not without her parents' permission.
I found the charge. Yeah. It charged with unauthorized practice of a profession under New York State education law, and she was released on a desk appearance ticket. That's it. Nothing about the minor
desk
part.
Desk appearance ticket. Okay.
She's appearing in court on January 21st.
What was the charge again?
Unauthorized practice of a profession. Oh, I get it.
Posing as a doctor.
And then I think they're tying that to her job as in education. This is unauthorized practice of a profession under New York State education law. So they're connecting it to her job as a teacher in some way.
Yeah, look, whatever it is. When I found out the parents, if the parents gave him permission, right, then it really comes down to, like, I don't know that she should lose her job, because if it was just simply like, oh, I didn't know that I couldn't give a vaccine. Should I had a vaccine? Like, I still don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how you get a loose vaccine.
That's what I'm saying. Where did she get a fucking vaccine?
Can you get a vaccine and give it yourself at home? Is that a possible thing to do? Is it legal somewhere? I have no idea.
I bet she stole them from the fucking school.
Maybe.
Wait, but this in schools now, the school can vaccinate? Like, who's doing that in a school? Yeah, wouldn't probably. It be like a nurse?
No, it looks
or
like at her house. Yeah, that did. Go back to her fucking TikTok.
By the way,
put it up
I,
on.
Today, so I got yesterday on Legion of Skanks, somebody that works for the MTA gave me an MTA Transit Authority orange vest so I could put it in my window and park for free. That's the idea. So today I'm testing it for the first time.
The vest, you don't think you need some sort of badge or
no, the guy works. He was sticker. Like, he was like, we don't get a badge or a sticker.
Well, I'm getting a vest tomorrow then.
You can't just get an official.
It says MTA. It has an MTA thing on it?
No, it's an MTA Transit Authority official legit vest. And it's Transit Authority as well.
So now he's trans.
So.
All right. I'm very interested to know the results.
I'm gonna, if this works, even if I get a ticket a month, it's financially
worth
it.
Wait, so where are you parked right now?
Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
I'm on subway steps.
Union Square.
I just crashed into the fucking the ticket booth at the train station. Yeah, no, so we'll see what happens. I'm excited to go see. Paco, go see right now and see if I got a ticket. Because I'd love to be able to tell them on the show.
I would
where,
love
I'll,
it.
I'm going to tell them where I'm parked. Hold on a second. Zach, vamp.
Should her charge be any different than if somebody gave a minor a tattoo?
Yeah, because this one's, I think, a little more health.
Yeah, but if a tattoo goes bad, it gets infected.
It's true.
It's also pretty much...
The embolism thing scares the fuck out of me, though.
Yeah.
I think in your body versus on your body is a big fucking deal.
Like, that makes sense.
That's crazy. That's fucking nuts. I can't imagine thinking that I can put a needle in anyone. That's insane.
You like, try it sometime.
All right, I'm sold.
I'm back.
I don't have a problem with the needle.
Needles? I hate them.
I can't do needles.
Bother me in the fucking slightest.
Dude, I feel like such a pussy when I'm afraid to get a shot and my arm is covered in tattoos.
I know. I'm good with tattoos.
I don't know what it is. There's something about it. I just revert back to a little kid.
Needle,
do you guys watch? I watch it go in. I go, eh,
I,
there,
like
I don't like
needle,
it.
I don't know what it is, but and maybe I'm wrong. Doesn't a needle go substantially deeper than a tattoo?
I would say so. And like when I got the second vaccine, I felt it going in. I almost felt like I felt like
it.
A lot.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Get sexy.
I hate the fucking feeling of a needle going into my body. Ow. I hate the feeling of tattoos. I'm kind of a pussy with tattoos.
Oh, I'm a great sit.
Like I don't. I'm not like ooh ah, but like if they get to certain areas, like I'll go.
Well,
like a,
sure.
Yeah, you know, I'll react.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sit. You react?
No, I think it's a good sit. You don't react at all. Like it's just. So,
you don't know what his reactions are, Andy.
Yeah, what's your reaction?
I scream the N-word.
Yeah, good. When he goes, what do you want tattooed on?
Doggy, no, I think a really good sit is like there's you're just talking like whatever. Yep. Like you can watch a TV show.
There's supposedly people that fall asleep.
Yeah, people fall asleep. Yeah, yeah. I've almost fallen asleep certain times. It starts to get numb, right? If it's like the back of my calf didn't really hurt.
Yeah.
There's certain ones that weren't really painful. Also depends on who's doing it. So if they have a really heavy hand.
Sure.
I will say the one guy who did the tattoo on my arm, I won't even give him a shout out because he ended up being kind of a cunt. Like we had a weird falling out.
He's a jerk to me too.
Yeah, he was just a jerk. Like I
had gotten like a couple little pieces.
Yeah.
And I had tagged the tattoo artist. And he was like, "Those suck, bro. You should have come to me."
Yeah,
I'm like,
he's a weirdo.
I tagged my friend who did it.
I will say he's an extremely talented tattoo artist.
Yes, very talented.
Legitimately, and out of every tattoo, he did a very big piece on me, like my whole arm. Yeah. And he did it in two sittings. I mean, whatever it was, it just didn't really hurt. He just had a very, really, his
soft
technique.
Touch.
His technique was fucking great. It didn't hurt.
And
fast, good, but really great, like line work. Like I'll
some
show
guys
you.
Are just, yeah.
He's a pro. He's a legitimate pro. I wish I could give him a shout out, and I wish he didn't turn into such a fucking cunt.
Do you think he just got hurt? He felt like because you got a different tattoo.
No,
after.
That wasn't that. That was a different thing.
Comes
Zach.
Fucking
with
territory.
We had a falling out about something else. We commissioned him to do something, and then he was just his attitude about it was very cocky and kind of shitty. And we had, just went had a back and forth, and
that's a large part about it. You don't want to be a fucking douchebag.
I mean, look, I'm sure from his perspective, I was a douchebag, but we had a falling out. From my perspective, he's a douchebag, and I have a show that I'm not plugging him on, so fuck him. But either way, he was a great tattoo artist. Find somebody like that. That is fucking... Because most of the other people that I've gone to, and a lot of them have some great pieces, but they fucking hurt like hell.
Yeah.
And that's, now that I've been to somebody that every time I get a tattoo and it hurts, I'm like, you need to be fucking better, dude. Like, I start getting angry while I'm getting tattooed. I'm like, you know, there's this guy who's a fucking asshole, and he didn't hurt me at all, dude. He had a great machine.
The other day, was somebody getting tattooed with, I think, a 24 mag. So, like, a big needle is a 9 mag.
Yeah.
Jesus. Dude, this thing, it looked like a paintbrush of needles.
What were they getting done?
They were getting something blacked out.
Oh, okay.
I realize Paco doesn't. I have a rental right now. He has no idea what the car is.
No, he found it. He sent me a picture. Hold on 1 second.
Hold on. Oh, he found it.
Yeah, I'm sending it to myself.
Oh, because he saw the MTA thing in the window. Yep. Oh, can we get a drum roll? We're going to see if I have a ticket. Ah!
That's the other thing about
we don't want to show your car on the.
No, I told him to not take a picture of the car.
Wait, why do you have a rental right now?
Because my car got a little fender bender.
Too many tickets?
Again?
No, this is my first fender bender.
Oh.
Other people have gotten it. Yes.
Okay, ready?
Did I get a ticket?
Can we take bets?
Let's say no.
Ticket?
No! Get fucked.
It's a motherfucking cunt bitch. Poor slut. Why do you think there's an artistic photo? I hate him.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's why we pay Paco.
No.
I thought you were going to get away with it.
No.
That's so great. This is day one. This is the first time you've ever tried it?
Yes.
Well, dude, better than... That's so great.
It's infuriating. Oh, what a great way to end that segment. Oh, man. I didn't even get one free parking out of
it. How much is it for, Paco?
He didn't look.
I think they're $150.
Yeah, they're expensive.
They'd probably charge you a double for posing as an MTA.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that wasn't a very good investment.
Yeah, also the fucking vest draws your eye right to the car.
Right.
And Dougie,
he's going to put a giant vest on his car.
What a waste. I'm going to find that guy. Where is he, dude? I'm going to beat his fucking ass.
You might get other uses out of it.
What?
Sneaking onto the subway.
Yeah, you get on the subway for free.
I never get onto the dirty ass subway. God damn it. I hate everybody. Goodbye. We're done.
All right. I gotta go anyway.
That's all, folks.